Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 1, we were taught, though the Lord does not immediately carry out his judgment, he will not acquit the wicked. Listen closely today. Foundation for the Bible stands. Emotions are expressed by deep, heavy breathing.
You've heard the guy get mad.
And you hear that guy gets mad that way, and he's talking and breathing heavily. This word is therefore expressing the emotional aspects of God's anger and wrath. This is in conjunction with verse 2. That is, he is furious.
Furious.
But that one is a different Hebrew word. Whereas furious shows the action, anger shows the emotion of God's Spirit about our sin. So, we see that God gets furious in verse 2, said, furious. And he's jealous and he revenges. And then he's slow to anger, he said here in verse 3. But all of these are showing God's attitude towards our sin, but oh, the love of God that would die for our sin. So on the other hand, we see his love there. God is slow to get this way, yet is perfectly just and holy in doing so. God controls his wrath, that is, his temper. It does not control him. There are people that will lose their temper. I've heard people just say things that were completely wrong. It was the wrong time, the wrong place to say it. And usually it ends up that a lot of the things they said were not really true, although they may have believed they were true. And they say these things in wrath and anger, and then have to be sorry later because their wrath controlled them instead of them controlling their wrath. And when those things happen, that person is out of control. And so, the Lord, he has wrath, full of wrath, but he controls his wrath. It doesn't control him. He carries it out as per his given, and may I say, repeated warning. Okay? He is warned so many times. Now notice next. He will not at all acquit the wicked. That word acquit means to be clean, pure, guiltless, free from punishment. Now look, I'm not that of myself. I'm really not. I am not clean. I am not pure. I am not guiltless of myself. But I am in Christ. I'm accepted in Christ. I'm accepted in the Beloved. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 6, says, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved. That's why so many times when I sign a letter, I'll sign it in Christ, Brother Andy or Pastor Andy, and it's all has to do with the idea that I am in Christ, and that makes me accepted in heaven. I'm accepted in the Beloved, Philippians 3:9, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. There's the Apostle Paul. Man, what a godly man he was after his salvation, the life that he lived. What a tremendous man of God. And yet, he says, not having mine own righteousness, but that which is through the faith of Christ. That's where his righteousness. That's why when we say with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, Romans 10 and verse 10, not talking about our righteousness, that's talking about the righteousness of Christ. For without that righteousness, I would never be accepted. So I'm in Christ, and I'm accepted in the Beloved. I'm accepted before God. By his blood, he cleanses me of my sin. He makes me pure and guiltless, free from the punishment that my sin so deserved, but not coming to me, because Jesus paid it all, and it was applied to my account the day I received him as my Lord and my Savior. Now, acquit also means to be paroled or absolved. However, once God's judgment falls on a person, there's no acquittal from hell. If you don't turn to him as your Lord and Savior in this life, then, my friend, it's too late at judgment. And you will go to hell. And you will be in a lake of fire forever and ever, never ceasing to exist, never able to escape, and with no hope whatever. Tormented day and night, forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. The Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 4 tells it. So if we reject, then we are deemed wicked. And now you are prepared a body for your condemned forever soul that will feel all the pain but never cease to exist or escape, as we said. But not only the pain of body, but also the mental pain of hopelessness. See, all of that in the person who rejects Jesus Christ. And then they are, of course, prepared for this wicked, the day of evil. God's words are serious, my friend. He's very serious about this, whether you are or not. My friend, he is the creator, therefore he is judge. In Revelation chapter 4, verse 11, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Now, my friend, you are justly reserved for the day of judgment. If you reject him because you were created for his pleasure. But if you reject it, even after he paid the penalty, paid the price that would redeem us and acquit us, keeping us from eternal judgment, if you avoid that, you don't receive him, then you need to remember this one verse, Matthew chapter 25, verse 41, where we're told that hell was prepared for the devil and his angel. Now, my friend, that eternal lake of fire was so terrible that it torments those super spirits as Satan and all his devils. The legion of demons that filled the man of Gadarene asked that they be sent to a herd of swine instead of being sent to this place before that day. My friend, that lake of fire is so bad, it torments those super spirits. Satan and his demons do not torment you in hell because they're tormented. But those torments are so great. Who are you to think that it won't matter when you're not able to cease to exist? If it really, and it does, it really torments the super spirits. Just think of yourself that was never a super spirit. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, it says this, "For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men," notice that, "all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth." Now think of that. He would have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. You can choose to believe the complicated theories of men or God's speaking simple words of truth to us and receiving them. God said he would have all men to be saved. It's men who say only a select few, not God. So, my friend, take God at his word and be saved today. Don't trust the words of these men whose words are found in books. You know, I find that most all of those that believe and write me, the Calvinistic theory that some are predestined to go to heaven, some predestined to go to hell, you're predestined to heaven, you're regenerated. You're regenerated. Therefore, you'll go to heaven regardless whether you ask the Lord to save you or not. If you're predestined to hell, it doesn't matter whether you want to turn to the Lord, you love him, or whatever, you're going to hell. Now, my friend, these people that write me, you know what? They always tell me to read this book, read that book, read another book. I tell them I've got a better book than all of them, and that is the Bible. And how many times does the Bible have to say, "Whosoever will, for you'll believe it"? Every word of God is breathed by God. That's what it means, for all scriptures given by inspiration. That word inspiration means God breathed. He breathed out this entire book. So my friend, God having breathed out this entire book, word for word, when he said whosoever will, he meant whosoever will. So stick with God. Don't let men deceive you. And they'll try to deceive you, $25 word. And, you know, they're the ones they feel that are elect. And so they feel like they are intellectually superior to you.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
His truth. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.